The mic on. It's a blessing to be here. It's also a blessing to see young man singing so eloquently. I remember just a few years ago that I was in that position, a freshman at UAH, and leading songs as well. So I like to just say thank you to that brother, and I will continue to keep in touch with him. He isn't a fellow engineer like my engineering student like myself, so I'll be in touch with the young brother. First of all, I'd just like to say good evening to everyone, each of you for coming out this evening. I'd like to thank the leadership here first and foremost for allowing me this opportunity to stand in the pulpit to teach, to give a lesson. I'm not a preacher, at least not yet, but I think I am a teacher. That's what I plan to do this evening, is share a little bit of God's word. I'd like to thank the leadership. Thank you for Brother Branch providing me this opportunity today. He is right when he said that I told him on Christmas Eve that I would like one day to maybe get in the pulpit and preach. And I was thinking about it coming down Friday night. But I said, no, I'm not going to call him because, you know. But when he asked me today, I couldn't say no. I'm reminded of the word that Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, first part of verse 2. He says, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. I'm also reminded of these words in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, the second part of it, where it says, be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. So the scriptures that I may use this evening will be coming from the New King James Version. So as Brother Branch already stated, I bring you greetings from the East Capitol Street Church of Christ in Washington, D.C. That is my home away from home. But I'm reminded some time ago, the date was June 25th, 1989, when I obeyed the gospel here. It was a Sunday evening, and I remember it like it was yesterday, because it just so happened to be that particular day that we decided to drain the pool. And already standing during the invitation and being a guy and stepping out, when Brother Brent said, while the blood is running warm in your veins, please come forward. And I decided to come forward. Little did I know that I wasn't going to be baptized in the pool. I was going to have to go to Ferris Drive, sit through a part of another service, and then get baptized. So I come from some humble beginnings. When I think about my baptism at that early age of 7, I recall sitting on the pew right there where my family is sitting and finding myself continuing to go to sleep during worship service. And I knew from Bible class, and I knew from then being a Christian and learning from the teachers, that I need to understand, I needed to grow. So in order to get myself out of that funk, I decided to start taking notes. So up until this point, I took a great deal of notes. And if you can see the book I have in my bookshelf at home, is full of notes from probably 1990, 1991, probably up until 2010. I'm reminded of the different activities that I was introduced to here. The youth ministry, the Timothy's class that met at 5 p.m., Sunday schools, evening worship, midweek Bible study. I also understood the importance of serving and the privilege it is to serve Now, I'm particularly, as a young man, I'm talking about serving on Sunday, when you can get a chance to be able to serve during the worship, whether it's ushering or whether it's reading the scripture. I'm reminded of the guidance as a young man, as I grew up through high school and went to UAH, and the guidance that I received from the brothers and sisters here, some who are still here at this congregation, some who are at sister congregations. And I think about that day approximately maybe 13 years ago to this day, January, February 2005, when I delivered on Wednesday evening the devotional. That was my first time giving a sermonette. That title was, Are We Doing Enough? So for me to be able to stand before you this evening, to me it seems like I've come full circle. Now, from the time that I departed 13 years ago to today, a lot has happened in between those 13 years. Paul says, if you have it, turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 11. Paul says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. When I left 13 years ago, I was 23, but I was still a child. But now I stand before you in 2018 at the age of 36, and I will say that I am a man. I am a man because of the Word of God. I am a man because of the things that I've been able to experience throughout my life in the body of Christ in the nation's capital. From helping to start a congregation, to helping to be able to teach, because I know where I'm from. I know the things that I've been taught. And to understand that it's no longer a time where I need to be fed the first principles, but I need to be able to begin teaching some of the first principles. The Hebrew writer mentions those in Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12. So for this lesson today, I want to consider for a topic, from goodness to greatness. And I have four thoughts, four topics, four points I want to leave with you this evening. When we think about from goodness to greatness, I want us to first consider our thoughts. What do we know about our thoughts? What does the scriptures teach us in relation to our thoughts? Well, in Proverbs 23 and verse 7, it says, what a man thinking in his heart, so is he. Also in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, I'm not quoting the entire scripture. This is one of Brother Malone's favorite scriptures. He talks about whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is a good report, etc. Think on these things. You see, our thoughts causes us to stand up. Our thoughts causes us to stand up. Think about that as I continue to go through our lesson. When we think about our thoughts, the second point I want us to consider is our actions. What does it mean when we consider our actions? Well, in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 14, it reads, talks about our works will be brought into judgment, whether good or evil. These are our actions. Galatians 6, 7 says, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, when we think about our thoughts, we begin to stand up. That almost begins to build a foundation of our being. So when we think about our action, let's look at that as our actions causes us to be able to walk. So now we're standing, and now we're beginning to walk. The next point I want us to consider is our habits. Habits form when we're young. Habits form early in our life. Or if we're older, habits can begin still early on if we're trying to make a transition. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way in which he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, that is right. But we also know that sometimes our children may not continue in the way in which we have reared them. But it doesn't mean that they don't know what you have taught them. Now also, let's consider that train up a child. That scripture didn't necessarily say train up your child, because Brother Crutcher doesn't have any children. It says train a child. So that means each and every one of us has a responsibility to train a child. And if we train up that child, or we train up a child, we understand that we can be able to impart some good habits early on in that child's development. Now, what about the Christian who comes to the obedience of the gospel at a later stage in life? Well, the scriptures teach us that is a newborn babe in Christ. We still have an obligation to train up that child in the way in which he and she should go, so that when he's more mature, he will not depart from the faith. What about what Paul wrote to the church in Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 33? He says, evil company or evil communication corrupts good morals or corrupts good habits. Once again, we see something about habits, and we see the necessity, we see the importance of habits. If we thought about our thoughts, which causes us to stand up, we think our actions, which causes us to be able to. Let's look at our habits as or akin to running. So now we're thinking about something, we stand up to get to moving, and now we begin to run. We begin to move in a direction. The fourth point I want us to consider for this evening is our character or our lifestyle. Proverbs 27 and verse 9 talks about the heart of a man reflects the man. Also, Matthew 15, verse 11 says, not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth. Now, you want to consider the lifestyle of someone? You want to know what the lifestyle of someone is? see a pattern here. We see that our thoughts